because I didn't want to seem like those tabloid freaks you see at the supermarket. I was abducted by space aliens, forced to mate with them, and then released. I'll never forget the day I was surrounded by green light and... horrible veined green heads were looking at me. Next thing I know, a female unit took me against my will. It was hard at first because they couldn't get me 10 hustles. First it was like trying to stuff a marshmallow into a parking meter. Like trying to play pool with a rope. And eventually the air conditioning duct blew on the boom up. And that's all she wrote. I never thought about it again till years later. And every now and then I'm plagued by the remnants. Last night I was relaxing. I just called room service, had my feet up. I was ready. They got them adult movies in the hotel room. I was ready to punch up chicks with sticks. And all of a sudden, man. I said, take a hike! Get ready to do some serious. Walked over there and I thought to myself, who the hell is this?
Hello, Father. It is I. You're an illegitimate space child from the planet Zovibra.
I said, geez, for crying out loud. Don't bug me right now, Gonad. I'm busy.
Ragnar, whatever. Father, you must assist me. I am out on the town. I am trying to look for some hobbledoogie, gobbledoogie, wobbledoogie, possibly furt. I am having no luck with the women.
Well, it just could be that maybe that fact that you're 3.5 feet tall, that you got a big, vain, green head, that you walk like you got a load in the pants, which you inherited from me.
I think if I had a snappy line to use on some funny little honey, maybe I could pick one up. Please, accompany me to some hideous gin mill. Assist me, Father. I don't ask for much. You can always watch chicks with sticks. I cry out to you.
All right, Ratchass, let's go.
Ragnar. Music, white boy.
It's a happy place, isn't it? Hey, look at this.
Father, I thought the funky chicken was passe.
No, I still do. Right.
Do you realize how butch you two look together?
Get out of here! What's the name of this place, anyway?
The Ramrod.
What you gotta do? First you gotta do is select a target. See that thing over against the bar there? Dice.
What's a good pickup line, Father?
Well, just look at her attributes. Pick out something that looks good on her and compliment her. Like a look at that hair on her. That's nice, huh? Go there and tell her she's got pretty hair.
All right, Father. Watch me do my thing.
Get up, Baghdad.
Ragnar. Excuse me, miss. My name is Ragnar. I just wanted to let you know the follicles surrounding your cerebrum appear to be pleasantly coiffed and extra sweet.
Get lost, Greenface.
I guess the snarling's out of the question.
Boy, she thinks you're some kind of a nut. I said, tell me she got pretty hair. Don't give me the molecular composition of the follicles or whatever the hell it was you were saying, eh? High enough, Len.
Just relax.
Whoa, right. I tell you what. Why don't you go up to her? I got a whiff of her when she went by to the can. That's a nice perfume she got.
Just go back and tell her she smells good. All right, Father. Take two. Excuse me, ma'am. Pardon the interruption of your reverie. I do not miss. Wish to interrupt your reflection. However, my olfactory nerve endings are delighting from the mixture of sweetly scented whale blubber and alcohol that we call perfume that you have nestled behind your ears.
What are you talking? Get away from me.
Please. Just one squeeze of the doodads. Hey, Zigzag, get out of here.
It's too soon to be talking about food situation.
You haven't even bought her a drink yet. But try it out loud. Keep things under control. You gotta keep impressing her. I tell you what, instead of me coming over the lines, you tell her something about yourself. Something maybe you've got that'll, you know, make you intrinsically different than the other guys. All right. Once again, miss, excuse me. I thought you should know that the salivary muscle tissue within my skull cavity is of abnormally large proportion compared to ordinary humans.
What does that mean?
I have a very large tongue.
Ooh, now you're talking, green stuff. Let's blow this popsicle.